360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling. Brewers President of Baseball Operations David Stearns with us one final time for this season. David had a football coach who would always say, woulda, shoulda, coulda, never won nothing for nobody. But with only two more games having given the Brewers a berth in the postseason, two more wins, really, are there points that you're going back over the season, if we only would have done this or if I wouldn't have done that?
Of course. I mean, whenever you get to the end of the season, you don't get to keep playing. I think it's natural to go back and look at specific games, specific circumstances, and look at instances where things could have gone differently. We could have done things differently. That's natural. I think that's part of the that's part of the process of, at the conclusion of any season, and it becomes even more pronounced when the season doesn't finish the way you would have liked to finish.
David, so we spoke with Craig on Tuesday, and he talked about how the Josh Hader trade, just the team didn't play well in the immediate aftermath of that. If you had a redo, would you approach that situation differently?
Well, we didn't play well, and that's the reality of the situation. We frankly did not play particularly consistent baseball from really June on, and we have to examine that. We also didn't play well in the immediate aftermath of the trade. And I do think we need to go back and look at that, understand what we could have done better, certainly look at what I could have done better to get through that situation. It had an impact on our team. There's no question about it. Probably a larger impact than I was anticipating when we made the trade. We also, frankly, should have figured out a way, and I should have done a better job to help us get through that. And we didn't. And we'll learn from it and we'll move forward.
David, looking ahead here, we just heard from you on yesterday's broadcast that the first spring game is February 25th. What's on top of your priority list between now and then?
I think we'll figure that out in the coming weeks. Our season just ended, so step one is let's make sure we have a firm understanding of what our team was this year, understand what we have coming back, and then go from there.
What about you and Skip? You know, Chicago media is already talking about Craig Counsell, a potential White Sox manager, since they need one. And I know you're always tied to New York from time to time. That always comes about. What about some major changes? Would we expect that, you think, or is it too early to say?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't expect it.
Good enough.
You know, David, we were talking yesterday, and as I was signing off with Counts, I mentioned, you know, like, hey, man, what was it? Last 5 years we've made the playoffs. I certainly, you know, I grew up in the time of the, you know, the glory years of those early to mid-80s and then some pretty bad baseball in between, so I was grateful for that time. But then I was reminded by another guy who said, like, no, we should be, as fans, at a different point. Our expectations shouldn't be good enough anymore. Good enough ain't good enough. So as you look at this, how do you address this with the fans? Like, no, you should expect not only to be in the postseason, but be making deep runs here in the future?
I think that's a reasonable expectation for our fan base. That's where we are as an organization. We're very proud that that is where we are as an organization, that our fans have that expectation of us. So I think those are reasonable expectations. That's what we are aiming to meet. And anything short of that, frankly, is a disappointment and unacceptable. And so we need to do better. And I'm certainly confident that we will.
So do you go into the office today? Is it just kind of quiet? are there people around?
No, I will certainly be in the office. We'll have some players packing up, some coaches packing up. I'll make sure that I get a chance to sit down and talk with them. Now we transition to the off season. We'll have plenty of work to do. And this is kind of the second part of our job. So yes, I'll be in the off season as will everyone else. And we'll move forward.
Well, I know it's been like 14 hours only since the season ended.
Yeah.
So certainly appreciate you being open and honest with us always through
Absolutely.
The season.
Thanks, David.
And look forward to talking with you before next season. You don't have to be a stranger. Come on anytime.
Sounds good, guys. I appreciate it.